is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll-free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site completely free. So enjoy those on us. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. And joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Dale.
And Mark.
Oh, don't forget, the main feature of the site actually allows you to control the content of the website by submitting different things to it. You find something online you think's interesting, you want to share it with our listeners, you just submit it as show prep at freetalklive.com, and then other listeners get to vote on what you've submitted, and you get to vote on what they've submitted, and the most voted up make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it and talk about it on the air, and of course our listeners are also likely to encounter what you think is important. So go to freetalklive.com and get involved in that process. We are digging in deep into this Rolling Stone piece about this group of killers in Afghanistan. They've been called the kill team in the media. We talked about it last week in a less detailed manner. A real good report has come out now, thanks to Rolling Stone. A handful of pictures had come out last week. A few more have now come out a little bit later. There's allegedly are thousands of photos that have been taken, according to Der Spiegel magazine, who originally broke the story. And so there are more out there now. You can see them over at Rolling Stone's website. Plus, apparently, video has come out. I haven't watched it yet. It's so hard for me to watch this stuff. I mean, maybe 10 years ago when I was a testosterone-laden teen or whatever, I would have gotten some sort of excitement out of this. But yeah, it's just disgusting. So it's hard to watch.
Yeah, I'm really getting a... I don't think I like the whole testosterone being blamed for this because, you know, this is really its conditioning. You know, people are conditioned to act this way. I don't think that human beings that by their natures are not inclined to kill other people. It's something that really takes something getting messed up in your past or being purposely implemented or purposely imprinted on people to want to kill people. The military goes to a great deal of effort to get people, you know, at ease with the notion of killing.
Well, I would agree that it is it takes a large emotional toll, the activity upon people, but I would also say that I mean, you know, so like violence is a reality. If you take a look at other primates, they use violence in many cases to solve problems. And when you
some do, yeah.
I don't know about orangutans.
Bonobo monkeys.
Bonobos and chimpanzees and gorillas certainly will do that. They'll use show of force.
Actually, I was thinking that bonobos are the ones that use sex to resolve.
They do do that. Yes, they're dirty, dirty little monkeys. There's no doubt. But they
and it causes them to avoid a lot of violence.
Admittedly, you know, I have seen video of chimpanzees and of gorillas using violence to solve problems. I haven't seen bonobos. I suspect they're really no different than their little chimpanzee cousins. But you know, as the case may be. It would seem to me that an escalation of violence would occur, especially in a world with technology where people, you know, if you eliminated all violence and all the repercussions of violence today, all the spankings, everybody's minds wiped clean of all the violence that they've experienced, they don't understand how to use violence particularly to solve their problems, I suspect somebody would smack somebody else in the face. That person would punch them in the nose.
I think you're right about that.
And then I agree, but you're sort of implying this sort of innate in our. It's sort of innate in our. And I'm saying that I think it's still something that it's something that we.
I think it's
we intellectually celebrate and promote.
I think that there's no doubt about that. You look at American culture. You look at the like pop culture on television. You look at the kinds of movies that that Americans watch versus like the European sensibilities that are more kind of anti-violence, more pro-sexuality, whereas it's the reverse here in this country. So I think that no doubt that's probably the majority factor, Dale, what you're talking about. But at the same time, clearly there's a certain natural state that humans have come from,
right?
And have yet to really get away from.
You can look at the history of wars. And I think even Mark, even you talked about this, I think, on this show, is how in the history of wars, most soldiers never shot someone.
No,
I, uh, hist- and older wars. And
I question
then,
this.
And the military had to address this problem.
I would agree that when you're talking about being face-to-face with someone and pulling the trigger, that soldiers can have trouble doing it. But this notion that during the Civil War, they found that most people were aiming above their enemies' heads and that we had to come up with some way in order to condition the soldiers. I just don't believe that.
Well, a lot
story.
Of people died in the Civil War, so presumably they, you know, got shot by someone.
I can tell you, like, if that. You would have taken 19-year-old Mark Edge, put a rifle in his hand, and said, "Hey, go out there and find some bad guys and shoot them," he would have.
We continue the story here from Rolling Stone as they are talking about this group, the kill team that went around killing innocent people. They get into detail on the very first killing of a 15-year-old boy who posed no threat whatsoever and was completely unarmed. They talk about his killing and what the aftermath was with basically the entire company or whatever covering for these folks. The upper echelon should have known better. They should have known there was something suspicious about this killing because it was pretty obvious if you looked at the circumstances. But yet they pretended like nothing was wrong. And, in fact, were promoted, as we've seen so many times in the police corruption stories, where many of the cops who are guilty of murdering people out in the open are promoted. They are found that the killing was completely justified and that they are a hero. And so, indeed, some of the upper echelon folks here actually got promotions after covering up. One of them promoted to a captain, and a sergeant who joined the platoon in April became a team leader, even though he'd found out about the murders from the beginning, according to a soldier who had cooperated with the Army's investigation. Indeed, it would have been hard not to know about the murders, given that the soldiers of the 3rd Platoon took scores of photographs chronicling their kills and their time in Afghanistan. The photos obtained by Rolling Stone.
You'd think that their platoon mates, you know, the 40, 45 guys that are with them, including the lieutenant, would have noticed all this posing with dead people as if they're, big game trophies.
Yeah. That's not a little weird, apparently, to them. So the photos portray a frontline culture among U.S. troops in which killing Afghan civilians is less a reason for concern than a cause for celebration. Most people within the unit disliked the Afghan people, whether it was the Afghan National Police, the Afghan National Army, or locals, according to one soldier. Gee, what a surprise. What a surprise. They didn't like the people in Afghanistan. Well, what about all those pictures of, you know, the soldiers helping the kids and building a school or whatever it is that they, you know, supposedly do, doing food distribution, trying to make it look like, hey, these guys are over there helping these folks. Well, you don't
need
somebody.
A military to do that.
You don't need a military. You don't help people
Peace
you
Corps
hate.
Peace Corps could do that.
You don't help people if you hate them. You're not going, whatever you do in their name, if you hate them, is not going to be very helpful.
That's true, and what gets me though is showing the military doing things like that. It's such a you know, politician posing with the while kissing the baby thing. Mm-hmm. It's such an obvious PR move because you don't need military people to do that kind of stuff, handing out food and things like that. A Peace Corps can do that. You don't need tanks and. And
if you want the Peace Corps to do it, I mean, the Peace Corps is a government-run program, and I suspect somewhat more efficient than the military.
I hear this about police, too, though. I mean, you hear police helped someone on the side of the road and stuff like that. Well, you don't need a policeman to do that. You know, this is all PR stuff for what is otherwise just a very violent occupation.
So everyone would say they're savages, according to another soldier. Which, of course, makes it easy to dehumanize them and easier to take their lives.
That's the term you use in order to not have to treat somebody like a human being.
Right, call them names like gook.
It's been something that has been done throughout the ages. It's an effective means of dehumanizing the other side, and that way you don't have to think about it.
One photo shows a hand missing, a finger. Another depicts a severed head being maneuvered with a stick. And still more show bloody body parts, blown apart legs, mutilated torsos. Several show dead Afghans lying on the ground or on Stryker vehicles with no weapons in view. In many of the photos, it's unclear whether the bodies are civilians or Taliban, and it's possible that the unidentified deaths involve no illegal acts by U.S. soldiers, because, you know, when they kill them in a firefight, then it's completely legal to kill those folks. But it is a violation of Army standards to take such photos of the dead, let alone to share them with others. Among the soldiers, the collection was treated like a war memento. It was passed from man to man on thumb drives and hard drives.
Yeah.
Yet this country has
snuff,
a problem.
Snuff photos.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah.
But yet there's a lot of uproar in this country about what they call sexting between teenagers taking naked photos of themselves. That's a problem. But passing around, mutilated kill photos among the, a group of people, oh, yes, this is normal behavior for troops. It's Free Talk Live. You take control. Bring up anything.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Juicy Juice, 100% juice, providing a full serving of fruit in every 4 ounces. Visit us at juicyjuice.com. When it comes to nutrition, kids need both fruits and vegetables every day to stay healthy and grow. For the ideal mix, your kids should have at least 1.5 cups of any veggie or 100% veggie juice and 1 cup of any fruit or 100% fruit juice a day. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Sign up at hostgator.freetalklive.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at hostgator.freetalklive.com host you.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free and take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. You can bring up anything you want, though. Calls right now for the kill team story would certainly be preferred. We're talking about a fairly serious issue here tonight, and that is this group of men. I don't know if any women were involved. A group of men in the military who had engaged in murder, just out-and-out murder. Not of anybody with guns or weapons that was in any way a threat to these people, who are still invaders in another land. That aside, the whole part aside about these people invading other people's land, these guys went above and beyond the call of duty to actually take special effort to be sick enough to murder people in cold blood and then mutilate their bodies even further after the fact by cutting off fingers and playing around with severed heads and things like that. And taking pictures of a lot of it, as well as video footage. RollingStone.com has a very detailed report, and we'll continue that, as well as has released a few extra photos and some new videos that have come out. There haven't been any videos as of yet until the Rolling Stone piece. We'll continue delving into this subject matter in a moment, but first.
It's the shirt that you use most, the white Pinpoint Oxford. It doesn't matter whether you work in a business where you need to have a dress shirt, church, or funerals, who knows? I mean, you need these, a white Pinpoint Oxford. Every man should have at least one of them, and some need several. Paul Frederick has it for you in athletic, trim, big, and tall for just $19.95. They also have, with the sleeve, the fit, and the collar combinations, there's more than 55 combinations. When you go and get these at the discount stores, which is probably the only place that you can get a competitive price to this. The neck is always too tight. The belly's always too big. The sleeves are too short. Get one that fits you, because that way you'll wear it. If you don't have one that fits you, you don't want the darn thing. I have gone through this, obviously, and it's not worth it. Get free monogramming, too. Go to 1995shirt.com. That's 1995shirt.com. Use the promo code TUCK. T-U-C-K, TUCK, at 1995shirt.com.
So continuing here from Rolling Stone, where they're describing what happens to some people in this situation of war, where either sick people who are sickos, psychopaths, are attracted to this situation, and then, or people are just kind of made immune to violence in these situations. They're encouraged to dehumanize other human beings, encouraged to do horrible things to them as part of a groupthink, where the most violent of individuals take leadership roles and encourage their lower-ranked individuals to follow along or keep their mouths shut. That kind of thing. We're talking about examples of how they had so many photos that were being passed around, this entire company of men. There's so many photos that they can't identify whether they were innocent or not. I mean, there's one photo with a severed head being played with a stick. No one knows who this guy's head is. They don't know if he was one of the innocent folks that these guys murdered, or if he was an actual armed assailant or whatever. But the point being here, as they show in this article, it's still against their army policy to take pictures like this and to share them around, to kind of, bask in the morbidity of the entire process.
Yeah, you're supposed to kill people and, well, not like it very much, but you shouldn't get PTSD at the same time. I mean, how sick is that? Now, for a second here, yes, it's sick to go out and murder people, but how sick is it to send young men into a place for which there is real no clear purpose as to what they're doing, to kill people and to be shot at, and they're supposed to A, not like it, and B, they're supposed to like it enough to be able to remain sane, I guess, or be able to be immune to it. Somehow you're supposed to remain sane but not like it. That's sick.
So among the soldiers, they had this collection of photos. It was kind of traded around like trading cards. They were treated as a war memento, the collection. It was passed from man to man on thumb drives and hard drives. The gruesome images of corpses and war atrocities filed alongside of clips of television shows, UFC fights, and films such as Iron Man 2. One soldier kept a complete set, which he made available to anyone who asked. The collection.
Wait a minute. Are they saying that he had Iron Man 2 copied without like a BitTorrent?
It doesn't sound like it was an illegal copy of Iron Man 2.
That's like a $250,000 fine under Obama.
I'm sure they're going to go after them really, really hard for that.
Yeah. They're probably a little busy. They understand what the what is important here, too. However, they'll let these movie companies in America go after your kids if they copy it.
Yeah.
The collection also included several videos shot by U.S. troops in a jumpy 30-minute clip called Motorcycle Kill. Soldiers believed to be with another battalion in the Stryker Brigade. Again, they were really only focusing on this one battalion, so maybe this is going on in other places. Soldiers believed to be with another battalion gunned down two Afghans on a motorcycle who may have been armed. One of the most chilling files shows two Afghans suspected of planting an IED being blown up in an airstrike. Shot through thermal imaging, the grainy footage has been edited into a music video, complete with a rock soundtrack and a title card that reads Death Zone.
So, suspected of planting an IED. I don't know. Isn't that weird? Like, you see some guys screwing around on the side of the road, and was this a motorcycle or a helicopter?
There are different videos. There's one motorcycle video. There's another one where a helicopter, or airstrike, rather, blows up these guys.
So, I mean, you know, I guess assume a helicopter just rains down some Gatling gun fire on these guys. I mean, you know, this is the thing I have a problem with. Would you accept this in America?
Some people would. They would say, well, we see this all the time, Mark, where it's not necessarily a helicopter doing the job, but police on the ground in a situation will say something like, hey, I was scared. He looked like he was going to pull a gun. He was going for something in his waistband. And then they blast somebody away. Well, we had a guy on the show who was shot in the back as he was running away from the cops.
Yeah.
Because the cop was scared.
He'd been tased. You know,
yeah.
Like he was, you know, reacting to the tasing, and I guess he, you know, sort of high step jumps away from it, and the cop shoots him in the back.
But all the cop has to do is say he's scared.
Yeah.
All they have to say.
It could be, and it, you know, he could be scared of the Labrador Retriever that's wagging its tail and you know,
blast him away.
It's not an uncommon story.
That's what they do, some of them. Even before the war crimes became public, the Pentagon went to extraordinary measures to suppress the photos, an effort that reached the highest levels of both governments. General Stanley McChrystal and President Hamid Karzai were reportedly briefed on the photos as early as May of last year, and the military launched a massive effort to find every file and pull out the pictures from circulation before they could touch off a scandal on the scale of Abu Ghraib. Investigators in Afghanistan searched the hard drives.
This is what the concern is. The concern isn't there are innocent people being killed by our unjust war in Afghanistan.
The concern is they'll find out.
The concern is that this is going to hit the press, and people are going to, you know,
It's like the video, the Bradley Manning and the WikiLeaks stuff. It was not, hey, look, really horrible things are happening over there, and no one's being held accountable. The concern was they might get held accountable.
Right. Who would say that God bless this soldier, Bradley Manning, who took seriously his oath to protect the Constitution from enemies foreign and domestic. He turned in his superiors. They just say nothing, of course, how a private can get a hold of all of this information. What is it, 250,000 pages of classified information? Why that much information is classified and why a private has it.
Who leaked this, you know? Who leaked this and what's going to happen to them, I wonder?
Well, it probably went on the thumb drive, went to one, you know, a soldier who had a modicum of a backbone and sent it off to a press organization, would be my guess.
1-800
He's a terrorist.
He's
too,
in trouble now.
Well, he better keep his head down, whoever he is, or else he'll probably get the Bradley Manning treatment. 800-259-9231. You can take control here. We continue the story in moments, and you can bring up anything as well. It's Free Talk Live.
Freedom, the blistering anti-globalist anthem from the rock band Ravelin. Just one of 11 great songs from the album Under the Sun. Available on iTunes and at Ravelin.com. R-A-V-E-L-Y-N. Ravelin.com. Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There's mounting evidence suggesting that there are people, governments, corporations, and whole professions intent on short-circuiting humanity's well-being. GMO, food legislation protecting big agriculture, the attempted elimination of vitamins and alternative medicines. It seems their hand has been tipped. They want to dictate your health, wealth, and your longevity. Whatever the outcome, we have a solution. Wild edible food. Why worry about food when all has been provided? We imagine that we were ejected from the garden and never invited back, but the garden's still here. There is an endless wild abundance which grows all over our green earth, just waiting for you to wake up and see it. Let author Linda Runyon teach you how to see, know, get, prepare, store, and eat wild edible food. Save money, add nutrition, and ignore the noise when you go shopping in nature's supermarket. Go to ofthefield.com and get started today. Or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and begin to see a different world.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Dial in toll free. Bring up what you want, though preference will be given to folks that want to comment on this kill team situation we've been really digging into here throughout the show. Thanks to Rolling Stones for having the in-depth piece and also posting some more of the horrifying photos and videos, which I have not yet watched. Not yet watched the videos, and I don't think either of you have as of yet.
No.
But they are over at rollingstone.com. We'll continue that discussion here in a moment, and also want to invite you to something a little more positive, like the Shrine of Female Listeners. Some photos that will not anger you, hopefully, when you look at them. Shrine.freetalklive.com. Dozens of ladies have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of this program, and it's good stuff. If you're a lady listener, you can be a part of the Shrine, and it's not a beauty contest or anything like that. The only qualifications, you have to be female. And you have to prove that you're a listener of the show in the picture. And you'll see there are various different creative ways that some of our lady listeners have done that by going to shrine.freetalklive.com. And if you are a lady listener, you can get details on how to be on the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever considered taking your case to court without an attorney? Jurisdictionary.com is a course for people without lawyers who have to know what it takes to win. This is the stuff that you were supposed to learn in school about civics, and it'll teach you how to move the court, how to get evidence, do discovery, all the things that you need to do, because you can't just wander in on Judgment Day and expect everything to go well for you. If you haven't prepared, then, you know, things are going to go poorly generally. It works for plaintiffs or defendants. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer. It works in all 50 states, federal courts, state courts, even countries around the world that have the English common law system. It costs less than an hour with any good lawyer, and it's so easy the average eighth grader could go through the complete 4-CD course in a single weekend. Get it at jurisdictionary.com. Again, it's jurisdictionary.com.
So let's continue here. Let's talk to Larry, listening in Indianapolis at WXNT. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing, Anna, Mark? Hey, you know, listening to you talk about certain tortures, the perversity of human nature is the greatest mystery in our lives. We do stuff like that, and the Americans are just as guilty. We triage and kill our own people. Who's going to come over and stop our civil war when we get ready to have it? You look at a situation where you got primitive people over there in Afghanistan. If they want to take a dead person's head and ride around on a pole, that's their customs. We used to have a custom in this country not so many years ago where you would put an iron stake in the ground and burn a colored man to death and sell his body parts for souvenirs. So, you know, we need to think about it before we go around. And I voted for Obama, of course, but I don't believe in going around sticking our nose into people's business when we're just as guilty of atrocities and genocide.
Did you believe, Larry, and by the way, you keep using the term I'm not guilty of those things.
The United States government.
Did you believe that Obama was going to stop any atrocities?
No, he has no power to stop any atrocities whatsoever.
Sure he does. He could bring all those troops home.
Well, he's not going to do anything because
You didn't believe that he would, right? I mean, you said you
voted for him. No, I did not. But you know, the thing about it is, Ian and Mark, I think that we're being hoodwinked. And that we're not getting the whole story. I think the United States have made treaties or have some kind of surrenders with these countries that have surrendered in the past and so forth, and they own them. That's why they police them. That's why they set leaders in place over these countries, because it's part of their corporate entity. And I think we're going to find that out sooner or later, but they're just going and trying to move labor resources and production resources. So it's
Larry,
a global situation.
Yep, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Interesting speculation. In fact, one of my producers, SciFace, sent me a link to a story from last year where the U.S. has identified vast mineral riches in Afghanistan. So you'd asked the question earlier tonight.
Was it rare earth minerals?
I'm not certain. I didn't actually pull up the story in detail, but you would ask the question, well, why are they here? What are they doing all of this over there for? Well, maybe they're after that. Corporate buddies.
It's possible. I don't think that the people that voted for Obama are guilty of, you know, the whatever crimes Obama might allow go on or be responsible for going on. I mean,
no, they just did what they thought was the best thing they could in the election.
Right. When you saw, I mean, your choices here were between a giant douche and a crap sandwich. I mean, you had John McCain, and I don't know, but I kind of feel like between the two. Murderers, which is what they are. In any other situation, they'd be held responsible for the people whose orders they gave. I mean, we charge people who hire hitmen as murderers.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see how they wouldn't be. But I would just kind of feel like, between the two, if I had to pick, I was thinking Barack Obama would be less likely to murder than John McCain. That was just all my thought.
That would have been my judgment too. I mean, I still don't try to.
And I'm talking the difference between tens of thousands and hundreds of thousands. That's all I'm talking
right,
about.
Right, exactly. I mean, I probably would have guessed that, too. I still didn't. I still can't feel comfortable going and taking my judgment call. And
I can't vote for a murderer.
I'd be more scared that my vote would count than it wouldn't count. Because if it did, and I was the one that was responsible for whatever change, I don't know what would be worse or better from me having put a certain person in charge of everybody else.
Yeah, when you say that you'd be worried about your vote counting, that in fact only one vote counts, and that's the vote that separates the tie from the win. And so really only one person's vote counts.
So let's talk more about the cover-up, because, again, the military isn't interested in getting this news out about this kill team, and there are thousands of photos and their videos that they had of their murders of innocent human beings. They are very not interested in having that stuff released to the Internet and news agencies, and thankfully has been. But they tried to stop it. In fact, investigators in Afghanistan searched the hard drives and confiscated the computers of more than a dozen soldiers, ordering them to delete any provocative images. The Army Criminal Investigation Command also sent agents fanning out across America to the homes of soldiers and their relatives, gathering up every copy of the files that they could find.
Holy mackerel!
The message was clear. What happens in Afghanistan stays in Afghanistan.
They sent people to soldiers' homes?
And relatives' homes as well.
Wow.
Yeah. they really were serious about this. They know what happened. They know what happened after the Abu Ghraib photos got out. I mean, this is a new world of wartime. This is not the 1980s or 90s or 70s where
with the media the way it is now, and with the internet and the way information travels so rapidly.
I mean, what would the likelihood be in, you know, 1987 of having some soldier out there with a huge VHS camcorder on his shoulder trying to record this stuff? It would be those would be much more seldom occurring incidents.
Yeah, the Polaroids aren't going to be as big of a deal.
It'll be harder
to transmit as easily.
Right, it'll be harder to pass these things around. Even if they did have cameras with film in them, they still would have to develop those photos and actually develop the number of copies that they wanted to pass around. So now it's like a complete different world.
Plus, if you remember those Polaroid cameras, they were gigantic monsters compared to. I mean, you know, people have cameras in the most smallest, most unobtrusive places. You can have them as little key fobs for your
key ring. A little pinhole in your glasses now.
Yep, on your glasses, in a pen. I mean, it's just amazing.
To use a few cliches, the cat is out of the bag, and the beans have been spilled at this point. And I don't think that no matter how many investigators they hire, no matter how many homes they are sent to, no matter how many computers they raid and check and search, they will not be able to stop these things from getting out. And that's, I think, a good thing for the from our perspective of revealing the military's structure and demeanor.
I think it's good for everybody. I mean, really, the idea here is that the stupid story you're told in school is that you are the government. We the people are the government, right? I mean, nobody believes
this. Tell you.
Nobody operates like they believe this. But
you heard Larry. He said, we this and we that.
Well,
so they speak as though they believe that.
I mean,
I still slip up and do that.
It's the vernacular.
I shouldn't.
It's the vernacular. I don't know whether you should or shouldn't.
But that means that to some extent people have bought into that idea.
Fine. They bought into it, but they don't believe really that they can change anything. Ask them to change something and see if they do it.
Sure, sure. They don't believe they can change it, but they still believe that we are the government. They still echo that.
If we are they will echo it, but they don't really believe it because they won't act like it. If you are the government, you need to have this information because you decide ultimately whether or not we go into war. So therefore, you need that information as to how we operate once we get our butts over there and we start killing people.
All right, more coming up here on the photos, the cover-up, more details, also your calls as well. Certainly welcome with your thoughts at 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live.
It's the shirt you wear most. An essential in any professional man's wardrobe. It's the white dress shirt. And for over half a century, the Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford Dress Shirt has set the standard for quality, comfort, and style. It regularly starts at $40 or more. But we're so confident that it will become your favorite shirt, we're making it available at the exclusive introductory price of only $19.95. Go to 1995shirt.com and choose our classic button-down with button cuffs or our traditional straight collar with either button or French cuffs. Choose from regular, trim, and big and tall sizes with 55 combinations of collar and sleeve lengths for an exact fit. Order today and you'll also receive free monogramming and $8.50 value. Go to 1995shirt.com right now to order your Paul Frederick White Pinpoint Oxford dress shirt for just $19.95. Enter promo code TUCK. That's 1995shirt.com. Promo code TUCK.
Daddy, I'm hungry.
That little girl will get fed, for now. But what if people like Glenn Beck are right about the threats we face? If the U.S. dollar loses its status as the global reserve currency, prices on the things you need most will skyrocket. Food may be unaffordable, or worse, unavailable. Earthquakes, economic turmoil, continuing unemployment, rampant inflation, and even threats of terrorism are all reasons to let the experts at Ready Reserve Foods help you with a long-term food storage plan. Ready Reserve Foods has been a premier supplier of long-term storage foods for 37 years. Their unique process assures the highest quality long-term food storage available worldwide. Their products have a shelf life of 25 years, and a year's supply of quality food for two people only takes up about as much space as a refrigerator for a fraction of what you now pay at the grocery store. You owe it to your family to find out more from Ready Reserve Foods. Call today for their free full-color catalog at 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Dr. David Berry has provided excellent advice for all those interested in practical economics and sound money. It's certainly worth reading.
That's what Congressman Ron Paul said about Cha-Ching Wisdom, 123 Practical Universal Truths About Money, the new book by Dr. David Berry.
The cool part of this book, certainly it'll speak to you personally, your life, your lifestyle, your money, your investments, but it also can be generalized into the nation, what's going on as a nation. We do these same things personally that we do as a nation.
Dr. Berry's book, Cha-Ching Wisdom, presents many facets of your relationship with the once almighty dollar and how current national and international politics affect your daily life.
Some of the other things are about that. They're not just economic. They're philosophical. There's psychology involved in this book. There's philosophy involved in this book.
Read Cha-Ching Wisdom by Dr. David Berry, only $9.95. Available at ChaChingWisdom.com. That's ChaChingWisdom.com. ChaChingWisdom.com.
You really can lose weight while you're sleeping. Guaranteed. AffinityDiet.com introduces Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet. Great tasting Lose and Snooze from AffinityDiet.com is the first step in our guaranteed weight loss system. Lose and Snooze will help your body get a deep restorative sleep without the harmful side effects of pharmaceutical drugs. And during deep natural sleep, your body starts to shed unwanted pounds, build lean muscle, and lose inches. Add AffinityDiet.com's One Day Diet waivers and your metabolism keeps going with all the vitamins and minerals you need with no rebound effect. But don't worry, you're never more than 24 hours from your favorite foods. Learn more about Lose and Snooze and the One Day Diet at AffinityDiet.com, spelled AffinityDiet.com, or call toll free 855-663-3438. That's 855-663-3438. Finally, a diet that succeeds where others have failed from AffinityDiet.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Live. You can dial in toll free, bring up whatever's on your mind at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Once again, freetalklive.com. If you enjoy this program and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you can shop with us. Start your shopping experience online over at shop.freetalklive.com. If you're going to shop at Amazon, enter through our affiliate links. Whether you're in the U.S. or in Canada, the U.K. or Germany, we've got the Amazon affiliate link that's appropriate to your country. So go to shop.freetalklive.com, click on the appropriate link, and get your shopping done. Get whatever it is you need to buy in dozens of categories with way more items than you can possibly, you know, shake a stick at. There's a lot of stuff there. You know Amazon. They're the world's largest internet retailer with great deals, free Super Saver shipping, a lot of their brand new items, even used items as well. Groceries, office supplies, books, DVDs, man, you name it, they probably sell it at shop.freetalklive.com. You start your shopping through our links there, and Free Talk Live will be given a percentage of your purchase price. I think it's like 7 or 8% for most items. Electronics, I believe, they cut the rate to 4% because there's not as much of a margin there. So, again, shop.freetalklive.com.
You know that identity theft can threaten your credit. You know it can cause you a great deal of trouble. You know that in rare circumstances it can even threaten your and your family's well-being. So why don't you do something about it? LifeLock is a company that will protect you against identity thieves. So their services are legit, they do what they say they'll do, and it's worth it. Now, I don't want you to suffer the personal and financial firestorm that identity theft brings. Protect yourself and your family with the same identity theft protection that I use. LifeLock. It's the best, and it's guaranteed. So join me in my mission that not one of you will fall victim to identity theft this year. I need you to call now because I was able to get you a 60-day bonus of LifeLock protection. Do it today. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Call 800-242-2693. Again, 800-242-2693. If you call that number, Free Talk Live will get credit for it. In no other way will we. 800-242-2693. LifeLock.
As we continue to delve into this Rolling Stone report, which is very detailed on what happened with the kill team in Afghanistan, or what allegedly has had happened, it's likely a lot of this information is coming from members of that particular platoon, because not all of them were necessarily in favor of what the more psychopathic members of their team were up to. However, whenever you're around a psychopath, you probably want to tread fairly carefully, and so it's pretty unlikely that they were willing to actually do anything to stop this individual, considering they knew that if they were to do something, they might face some consequences from this person. So
these people,
yeah. Right, there are multiple killers and sickos in this particular group. They took lots of photos and some video as well. They were passed around everywhere, and the military did everything they could, including going to homes in America as well as to the soldiers in Afghanistan, searching computers, searching thumb drives, looking through CD-ROMs, looking through as much as they possibly could to find these pictures that were being distributed and to put a stop to them before they made it to the news media. But they did make it to the news media, because it's impossible to head off the transmission of digital photos unless you can get them before that person brings that digital camera back to an internet connection. You pretty much can't put that cat back in there.
Right. There's a commercial on television running right now, and I couldn't tell you what it's about, what it's for, but it's this guy who sends out an email, and the guy next to him says, You hit reply all. You hit reply all on that email. You know, you're supposed to send it to me. And the guy, you know, runs around ripping wires out of walls in the building and taking people's smartphones and their laptops in water and, you know, just doing all
just
kinds
trying to
of,
cover it up.
Yeah. It's hopeless. It's once it's out there, man.
It just shows the futility, in fact, of trying to stop it.
So by suppressing the photos, according to Rolling Stone, the Army actually may have been trying to keep secret evidence that the killings of these civilians went beyond just a few men in the 3rd Platoon. In one image, two dead Afghans have been tied together, their hands bound, and placed alongside a road. A sign, handwritten on cardboard from a discarded box of rations, hangs around their necks. It reads, "Taliban are dead." The Pentagon says it's investigating the photos, but insists there's little more investigators can do to identify the men. "It's a mystery," says Pentagon spokesman. "To be perfectly honest, I'm not sure they know where to take it next.
Right, there's a group of killers running around, and they're ours, and we don't know who they are.
All we have is two apparently dead Afghans handcuffed to each other against a mile marker. We don't know much beyond that. For all we know, these two guys may have been killed by the Taliban for being sympathizers."
And their English is excellent.
But such statements,
and they have army ration boxes.
Statements like this, however, suggest that the Pentagon isn't following every lead. A Stryker vehicle in the photos, for example, bears identifying marks that are clearly visible in the image. And according to a source in Bravo Company who spoke to Rolling Stone on the condition of anonymity, gee, why would he do that? Because he's scared. Two unarmed men in the photos were killed by soldiers, or the two unarmed men were killed by soldiers from another platoon, which has not yet even been implicated in this scandal. So again, the original story was it's a rogue team of a few bad apples.
And we said right away that we knew better than that. Yeah. Obviously. Yep. Obviously. Come on.
The source says these were some innocent farmers that got killed. Their standard operating procedure after killing dudes was to drag them up to the side of the highway. And I was looking through some of these photos, and in one of the photos they show a little pistol. And they talk about how this, as we suggested earlier, that when they would find weapons in like a, you know, abandoned mess of whatever, or some cache, a helicopter wreckage site or something like that, whenever they would just find an abandoned weapon, they would collect it. And they would store it. And they would use that weapon to plant on the bodies of innocent people that they killed so they could take a picture of that. And then they could, well, see, he was attacking us.
It's straight out of cop stories that you hear.
Yeah. Because every time you can show that the person had a weapon, the investigators would just not even look at it. It's just, oh, well, of course. They must be telling the truth. It's a war. So, Army prosecutors insist that blame for the killings rests with a soldier near the bottom of the Stryker Brigade's totem pole. That is Calvin Gibbs, a 3-tour veteran of Iraq and Afghanistan who served as a squad leader in the 3rd Platoon. Morlock and five soldiers charged with lesser crimes have pleaded guilty in exchange for testifying against Gibbs, who faces life in prison for 3 counts of premeditated murder. We'll continue about him in a moment. But first, Gene is on the line in Indianapolis listening to WXNT. Hello, Gene.
Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I have one question to ask you.
Mm-hmm.
How old are you and your cohort?
I am older than Thomas Jefferson when he wrote the Declaration of Independence and Jesus Christ when he died on the cross for your sins.
So I'm not going to get a right answer, huh?
Well, I wonder whether it makes a difference. I always feel like
I don't mind telling you how old I am.
Is the answer to life, the universe, and everything.
I'm 30.
42.
Yeah, 42.
Yeah, okay. That's what I thought.
I'd have a master's degree in computer
What do you mean
science.
That's what you thought?
I have a master's degree in computer science. I worked for a defense contractor for 8 years that made missiles and that, you know.
And you were in the military as well.
I was in the military for 2 years. I worked for a bank.
So why do you say that you knew that?
Well, because, number one, you don't have any conception of anything, I don't believe. Honestly,
what's that supposed to mean?
Now, number one, I'm 84, okay?
Okay.
What you're doing and what I hear and I have heard ever since we've had Vietnam, or no matter what it was, you don't. Everybody's against a war, which is a good idea, right? But there are times when I hear how crucified the men who have gone to service, fighting somebody, taking all the lumps, and they are a complex portion of the culture of this country now. They're not all good kids. They're not all bad kids. Some of them are wonderful. Some of them had wonderful lives. Some of them had good families. Some of them did this.
I'm curious about something.
The point of it is... that look at the killings that are going on in this country and has been going on for a long time.
Killings by
whom? But the point of it is, when you fight, when you talk against the war, when the boys are already there, taking the bullets.
And giving bullets.
And so you talk against them. You talk against the war. You talk against the war, against the war. And then what does it do? Tell me what it does for the enemy. It tells them,
ha ha.
Who is
the enemy?
We've got them.
What do you mean, the enemy? Like, it's a simple thing.
I will remember World War II very well.
Shush up, young man. You don't know what you're talking about. You know nothing about nothing.
Are you trying to invalidate my opinion about war because I'm younger than you?
Well, but it's okay to send young men to make these decisions to shoot people.
I question the fact that would anybody ever go out and what country would you head for when China would decide to attack us and
I'll
take
tell you
us
what,
over?
We'll hang on to you here if you don't mind sticking through the news. We'll bring back Jean in a moment here because we've got questions. Maybe she'll have answers, but it doesn't sound like it. 800-259-9231. But I want to make sure she has a chance to get her thoughts out. So more come up in Hour 3. You can also take control here at 800-259-9231. The soldiers can do no wrong!
The Ruger LC9, compact, powerful, and perfect for personal protection. The LC9 is only slightly larger than the popular Ruger LCP, features a checkered grip frame to provide a secure and comfortable grip, and includes a finger grip extension floor plate. The LC9 also has a dovetailed high-visibility 3-dot sight system, blued alloy steel barrel, manual safety, and loaded chamber indicator. The LC9, another innovative American-made product from Ruger. Learn more about the Ruger LC9 at Ruger.com/LC9.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold before your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.